Oi oi, and welcome to a very special episode of the Orient Outlook podcast with myself, Steve Nussbaum, and as always, my good friend, South Stand chum, bearded legend, Mr. Paul Levy. So as part of our 50th episode special celebrations, we are bringing you a very special interview with the one and only man who needs no introduction to Orient fans this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Leighton Orient,
yeah.
Mr. Alessandro Angelieri.
Hello, hi Steve, hi Paul. Ciao to everybody.
Thanks for joining us, Alessandro.
Thank you.
Although Steve quite rightly said perhaps needs no introduction, perhaps it would be good to start off with just understanding a bit more about you.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you. I'm Alessandro Angelieri, I'm 44 years old. I was born in Italy, in Padova, is a small town close to Venice, and where I lived until last year when I moved in London. No? In the last 25 years, I had a company in Italy, and I worked in the broadcast television market. Okay, I have a commercial company where I sold all the equipment for the TV station, no? The cameras, the mixer, the lighting equipment, and blah, blah, blah. And during this year, I worked with many, many customers, including Mr. Becchetti, that I knew some years ago when he started with his television. No? I was my customer, one of my customers, and we started with the business with him in this way. Right. And so for me, it was strange to think that after 25 years from starting to work, my life changed in this way, no? Mm. Because, you know, moving from Italy to live with the family and starting with this new experience is very, very exciting, no? It's a good deal, good opportunity, and I taken immediately.
Wow.
This, yes.
Did your wife need much convincing to come to London?
Yes, yes.
She did.
She was more than me happy because she loves London. I think that we came 6-7 times before for holidays to see some time tennis, because we love to see tennis match.
Yeah.
Wimbledon,
yeah.
The final tour ATP in O2 Arena.
Oh, the O2.
Yes. And when I asked to her what she think about this opportunity, she replied in 1 minute. When we started? No, because it's a good opportunity also for the kids, no? Because the children, the possibility to study here. There are some things that is an opportunity for them that is impossible to say no. Mm. But it's not easy because you change your life totally, no?
Yeah.
Change the language, change the friends, change the
everyday
the
life. Everything.
The everyday life, yeah. Is different, yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very cool. Thank you.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For that.
So obviously you got the job of CEO and you came over to England. Was the job harder or different to what you thought it would be?
You know, the chief executive is a job where you have to know how to manage the money for of the owner, no? In the best way, obviously.
Yeah.
And also it's important to try to be a point of reference with all the people that work for the club. It's normal that from the beginning all it's new, and the most important thing, you knew no one. Okay?
Yeah.
I knew no one. But I like when the situation are difficult, and it's like a challenge, no? And it's necessary to use more diligence, work harder, work more, and I like this. I like, yes, it's a good opportunity to to improve your skill, your capacity, was a good choice, no?
Good challenge.
Good challenge, yes, absolutely. And definitely the most difficult things was the language, because work from one day to another day in totally another language is not easy. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not easy.
Your English, though, it's very good.
I started with bad English. Now it's bad again, yeah. But not so bad like last year.
Right, get to there.
That's cool. So what were your initial thoughts when you took up the position of CEO? For example, the condition the club was in, the finances, the way it had been left by Mr. Hearn and obviously Mr. Porter, who were their previous chairman and CEO.
Yes.
What were your initial impressions?
But before I arrived here, I read the due diligence that was done before the acquisition from Deloitte. That document shown that the club was in a very good financial situation, and because there are no debits. There was no debits, no? And it's strange in the football, because the football normally is a massive bad business. It's a bad business, no?
Yeah.
And another thing was that the team arrived from a very good season, no? Then the from starting point was good on the paper, and was good on the practice, no? Practice. And the real job started when I arrived, when I have to take in my hand what we have to do, what is the stadium, the training ground, the people, manage many things that are new in this type of job. But it's a job, no? Like, if you love the job, it's interesting every day to learn, to understand. It's very nice. It's very nice opportunity. We started with Matt Porter for the first month. He helped me, but was very very good, and for me it was important. But also now, sometime I call. For example, Steve Dawson or Barry Hearn, if I need, for having yes, they are expert, and it's important to ask if it's possible sometimes an advice. No?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah,
and Barry Hearn helps you out.
Barry Hearn, when we see
when
we see at the match. So normally, I ask something. Yes. I call Steve Dawson because my financial position is more closer to Steve Dawson, for example,
right, okay.
No, than the manager or the other positions.
Okay.
He knows very well the numbers and the figures, and is very helpful for me.
Cool. So when you first started the job, you obviously mentioned the language barrier. Obviously, you know, it's harder day to day doing a job in a different country with a different language. It's harder. But generally, obviously, certainly, I'm sure probably a certain way things are done are probably similar wherever you're here, or Italy or Spain or France. But what were your expectations? Did you find the job harder to what you anticipated?
No, apart the language, honestly, the most important thing was understand the parts that this job needs to know, because there are technical parts and administration parts, no? Is the administration is like another company, it's not different, because you spend the money for the pitch, for the water of the pitch, or you spend the money for the pen in the office. It's the same,
yeah.
No? But the rest of the part is totally new, and manage the technical parts was a new job, and we have to learn, absolutely, to understand what is needed to help the team to stay in the best way as possible, to improve all the technical departments. And for example, during the season, we bought the GPS system for the players that they use during the training for control all the parameters of the single players that there wasn't before, for example. So we asked to the technical staff what they needed for improve the quality of the job, because it's true that you have to work, but you need also the instrument to work well. Huh? And also in this type of job, there are some solutions that help all the technical staff. What we can do is help them in this way. After that is their job to do their best, right?
Yeah,
I agree. So last season didn't work out so well, as we all know, but what do you think is the most valuable experience that you gained?
Well, definitely I understood how much important it is to create a very good group from the player, the staff, and the non-staff people. Because for me, a winning team is made from all the persons that work for the same target.
So everyone goal.
Yes.
Has the same.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Everybody works in the club is involved in the same goal, no?
Yeah, so from the team, for the tea lady, Mr. Yes. Bichetti, all pulling in the same direction.
Yes, absolutely. And if you are able to create a good team, is absolutely a point of value. Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, in the summer, Mr. Liverani was released from his contract. We got relegated, sadly. Yeah. And then, obviously, as is quite commonly known, when a club releases a manager or they part ways, you get inundated with agents and applications and CVs. Yes. How many people did you actually interview for the job this summer?
After the end of the season, we start immediately to speak with many people, because the idea was to start in a different way, because one of the things that we understood is that it's important to have an English manager, not only for the language barrier, but because the English manager knows very well the league, the other teams, and also the approach with the players that is different from Italy. No?
That's a great example of a learn as well from the previous season, so you'd learn that.
Absolutely. This is one thing that we understood and learned. No? And we started to speak, but we met at the chairman's house, because the chairman was want to be involved directly. Absolutely, to speak with the manager face to face. We spoken with five or six managers, and the last one was Ian Endon. And was the choice at the end of the selection.
Good.
Yes, very good.
So what convinced you that Ian, you and Mr. Bichetti, that Ian Hendon was the right man for the job, you know?
Ian, for me, was the first impression that was very good, no? Because he presented him very professional, and but in with a humble approach, okay? Not in the right way for me, no?
Yeah.
Right, the right approach. And he was very clear from the beginning, because he explained that his expectation was to show his quality, to have an opportunity. And was another important thing, he shown us how he loves the club, because he played in the 1995, I think, 1996.
Yeah.
And for him to have this opportunity was a very good chance, no? And he proposed in the right way. The feeling with the chairman start immediately, and this is the moment when they decide, and because the president is the chairman is a man that he has a particular feeling with the people. Okay, you can speak with him and he understand immediately what do you think, how you are.
So first impressions.
First impression. Yeah. Was very, very good, and this is the motivation where we decide.
Brilliant. I guess as a fan, it ticked all the boxes. He's an ex-player, so he knows the club, English, young, experienced as a coach at West Ham. So he kind of ticks all the boxes, I guess.
He'd learn from someone that is experienced within the game. He tried it. It didn't work out for him. Barnet and somewhere else, he went Dover. It didn't work for him, so he went back.
Yes.
Learned from someone like Sam Allardyce, who's...
And another thing important is that he worked for West Ham, and he help now us with the advices from a Premier League club, no? Because he taken an experience with a high team, high profile, and a big team, and he's good for us for understand what the big team does.
The mentality.
What we can do for having the best possibility in League Two, okay? Related of the expenses of the investment, obviously, but if we can have some suggestion from the first league in UK, we can copy, okay, a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course, it sets the foundation to when you. Yeah. Hopefully, we do go up. Yes. That you've got the bases set in so that we don't then come back down.
Yes,
that's really good. So, what's your relationship like with Ian?
And the relation is very good. Every day is improving because we work together in the same office, in the training ground. We share the one office, one small office. And this is the good opportunity for speak every day and for any kind of problem. But what is very nice to speak with him is his positive approach. No? Every time, also if it is a problem, but we take a discussion, but always in the positive way, no? Yes, also after I don't know, after a lose match, okay, he try to be positive with the guys. It's a good approach for me, no?
He's very good in his interviews. When he speaks to the press, he's always, even when you lose or draw, he's always focused on the positive. He's like, well, we lost, but we made all these chances.
It's very important, and I like to speak in this way.
Yeah,
when you are positive, I am the same. I like to be positive, and I like to speak when the people are positive.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this season, Mr. Henn's in charge, obviously. So what are the club's expectations this season?
But the expectation from Mr. Becchetti for first, but also for me, and I think that the rest of the club is to come back in League One immediately, no?
Yeah.
This year. And this is our goal for this season. We are working hard for this, and also we work at with the budget for having a team that is good for
sustainable. And I guess, you know, the start was, you know, 5 out of 5. You can't ask for more than that. And at the moment, things aren't going too badly. 6 in the league. That's pretty good.
We started very well with the 5 games won.
Yep.
After that, obviously, it's not possible to go forward and win every game. But what is important is stay close to the up of the table, the team that are up of the table.
Yeah.
And we have to win and to play our games. We have not to wait that the other teams lose the match. We have to do our jobs, and but I think that we are in the right way. No, now September is finished.
Yep.
Fortunately,
yeah.
September was a disaster month for us. No win.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame. But we came close.
A few matches unlucky though. A few matches. Could have gone extra yard.
We'd have got a goal. We were unlucky in a couple of games. We could have taken a couple of wins, but it was the curse of the manager and player of the month. Ian got
Dean
always
also.
The month and Dean, yeah, and the month after.
Yes.
Not
yes.
so good. Yes.
Someone told me that is usually.
Yeah, it's a curse. That,
yes.
Always.
It's
always.
A curse.
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
time
yeah.
we probably we don't want to
don't
take the award.
No,
no, please.
When
keep
they,
it.
When they come,
give back.
When they come with the awards, sorry.
Yes,
not
yes.
Today.
No,
you
yeah,
just
yeah.
keep them out and keep your lane. You just keep them out.
I agree, I agree.
So in relation to the club itself, is it true that we're operating more on a League Two budget this season? And obviously the extravagances of last season are gone. The extravagances being sort of the bigger players, the Hendersons, the
okay.
Lauris. Is that true?
Hello. Last year, I would like to explain that last year was started. We started too late because we bought the club during the first week of July. And there was no time for prepare a budget in advance, no? And we started with the whole team and we improved the team with the big players with the idea to go up. Unfortunately, the season went bad and what is done, okay? This year we started immediately after the end of the season. And we worked hard for prepare a right budget for the season because I think that it's not necessary to spend too much money, but it's good to spend the money in the right way with the right players that are in this league good with the motivation, with also the experience is important, but sometimes it's better to have more hungry players that want to play, want to show that they are improving every day, no? And but we have obviously to take a look at the League Two situation, that the contribution of the league, the income is not a big difference from the League One. Because have you seen the crowd can be more than the last season?
I think the crowds are bigger than
yes.
last season.
Yes, 6,200 against Oxford.
For the crowd,
yeah.
I think that is better to be high in the table in League Two than the low in the bottom on the table in League One. No?
And I think it's very good to under 18s for £5 in every stand.
Yes,
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
good because it gets all the kids involved, and it means you know
yes.
they don't have to spend much to go out.
Yeah,
you know, some kids haven't got a lot of pocket
absolutely.
Money. You give him a tenner, and he goes to football, and he watches it, and buys some sweets and whatever. And
very
no, but for increase the crowd, we are working also with the council and the trust.
Yes,
for involve the schools, the young guys, because we would like to. Not just for improve the crowd, but also for involve the young guys of the community,
absolutely.
Of the Leyton area. Yes, why not? We the football is loved by everybody, no?
Yeah.
And it's good to offer an opportunity with sometime free tickets or I don't know, open day. We are speaking every day. For find some ideas for help the people or for ask to the people to come the stadium, no?
Yeah, no, it's great to see because on Twitter, the Leyton Orient Trust has a Twitter site, and every week they're out at schools or Dean Cox, for example, goes to Holly Haven House on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant. It's,
the
know,
players
it's...
are always available for each single opportunity or. Day when we need no we are very happy for this because the player help us
it's good
for them
it's very good.
And in talking of the players, what's your relationship like with the players? Do you have a good relationship with them? Do you speak to them much?
No, the difference from last season is that this season I have an office in the training ground. That it was paid with the donation of the supporters club, and I would like to say thank you for that because it was amazing after the relegation to to understand that the fans are happy and help us in this way. No, Then every morning when I go to the training ground, I see the train, the guys that train on the pitch, and after I take a lunch with them, and I speak with everybody, and I meet privately if someone needs to speak.
Yeah.
Then the relations are very, very good. I'm very happy.
That's good.
Brilliant.
The atmosphere created this year is very good. It's very good.
And is that down to Ian Hendon? Or is that just down to everyone pulling down the
side? No, Ian Hendon is probably the most important person that start to create this, no? And also I can see that all the players are happy to this atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they joking, they laughing. It's very, very, very nice. Very nice.
And happy players, yeah. Better players.
Yes.
More goals, more points.
Yes.
More wins.
Yes.
Promotion.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's what it all mounts up to. So what's been your favourite moment so far as Leighton Orient CEO? I mean, obviously last season was a bit of a disaster, so I'm sure there's probably not going to be that many. I don't know if this is that good a question, actually, but what's been your... Have you had a favourite moment yet?
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned how nice it was.
I remember many moments when I was very happy. For example, one of this was the walk on the pitch this year, no? On the first game.
Oh, on the first game.
Yes, yes, okay. It was amazing to walk and see all the fans. Very, very, was very good. I'm always happy when the supporters meet me, talk me at the stadium, at the train station, at the match away, or when I walk in Leighton, when I go to the tube, someone stop me and speak in the middle of the street.
Yeah. No?
It's very good, because the passion that the people put for support the club is the club is amazing for me, no?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's small things, but I think that is big things for me.
And it's good to see there's been several instances of fans high-fiving Mr. Bichetti after matches, high-fiving. You know,
I think after Dagenham.
After Dagenham and Redbridge, he's in his limo and he's shouting, he's high-fiving the fans.
It's amazing.
But that's amazing, isn't it? It's perfect, because it's bringing the whole club together.
And it just shows you the difference last season to this season.
Yes.
He understands better now the relationship.
More familiar. Oh, it's more different approach, no? Totally different.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Good. Oh, so your relationship with Mr. Bichetti, what?
Good question.
Okay.
Yes, it's very good and friendly relationship. He has a strong character, because it's true.
Yeah.
But it's also so clever that it's a pleasure to work with him, because it's very fast to understand, is very fast to find solution, is very good. And also during this period we meet some time with the families, with the children together. Yes, it's a good relationship.
And
I'm
you
very happy.
Good. And so how often do you meet with Mr. Bichetti and discuss sort of club matters?
Well, we work every day, because by phone or by email, we talk together many times in a day. And we meet directly, face by face, minimum three times a week. Sometimes he came at the training ground on Friday for see the train, for stay with the guys, speak with the manager. And more if it's necessary. I remember in May, after the end of the season, I met him every day, two times for each day. In the morning, for the breakfast, we speak 1 hour, and for dinner, every day, 2 hours. Every day for 1 month. Yes,
that's intense.
It was an intense period.
Yeah. But that's obviously to make sure that things were put right from last season.
I'm going to guess.
He wanted to make
we
sure.
We want to put the base for the new season, and we want to work in the right way.
Okay.
Or in the best way as possible.
Okay. So it's great to hear the relationship with Ian, with Mr. Bichetti and everybody's going well. Moving on to sort of more club matters now. We have a shirt sponsorship, or our club shirts are made by Nike.
Yes.
We understand that deal is up now this season. This was the last one. Is that correct, or have we made a mistake? And if it is correct, are there plans underway to replace them for next year?
Okay. I'm happy to announce for first time that we are going to renew the contract with Nike in these weeks. We are speaking about the new shirts and the details of the contract. But I think that is a good relationship and is a professional partner, absolutely. And what is good is they support us the best possible way. When we need something, they are always available for help us in any way. Yes, then we want to renew, and we are going to do this.
Awesome. Yeah, big company. Yeah. Good company to work with, I guess. You'll always have something, like you said, always available and always someone to deal with and supply. Yeah, I guess so. Where are we? Food outlets?
Yeah. So something that's also been mentioned, this is possibly more something for maybe Karen to bring to you, but some people feel that the food outlets, the variety, the range, and sometimes the quality of the food maybe isn't so good. I was speaking to some people at Luton yesterday, because I went to the game as well, and they were a little bit unhappy, but not necessarily aware of how to necessarily tell the club that we are not so happy with this. Is there anything you can do to help us with that?
I received some emails from some supporters that speak about this, and I'm working with our bars and our partner that manage the other bars to have more quality, and we are working on.
Brilliant, it's good to hear. And in terms of pre-season next season, any tour of Italy taking place? Or
I hope yes, because it was an opportunity to go in Italy, no?
Inter, AC, yes. UK, Lazio, Roma, that'll do. Five game.
This year, I remember in July, I spoken with the chairman of Padova Calcio. This is the town where I live. Because we would like to try to organize some friendly match here, no? And what was not possible because they in Italy, you know, the league start later, and there was no time for organize it. I don't know. This year we went in Spain for the pre-season. We haven't speak regarding the next season, but I try to push Italy. Okay, I will speak with the manager.
I'm not booking my holiday until pre-season announcement. So another situation that obviously everybody's aware of is Kevin Nolan is currently training with the club now. You're of the opinion, Steve, that he's going to sign.
No. I think he could sign. I said before, he might sign. He might sign because he knows Hendon well. He obviously lives local around the area.
Whereas I don't think he would sign. But
you've always said there's no chance.
No chance. It's just a convenient arrangement that he wants to keep fit. And I said, why would someone of his calibre drop three leagues? Because he would fit into every club in the Championship, every club in the League One, and most clubs in the Premier League. Yeah. That's before you get to Leighton Orient in League Two. Is there a possibility, do you think, with Kevin?
Kevin is training from some weeks with us, and is a good, absolutely good opportunity also for us for see a big professional player with a big experience. And also is a very nice person, friendly person, yes, very, very professional. Honestly, I don't know if it's possible to put an offer to him, because, you know, he's from a high level player, and we play in League 2. Then we have to combine a right offer with the availability of the player. We haven't speak at the moment, but you know, in the future, something is possible. Okay.
Cool. That's it.
I guess the longer he goes without a club, I guess the more chance there is. Or that would be my assumption anyway.
Of him staying with us. Yeah. He thinks, well, I'm not playing football. I might as well play some football.
No, absolutely.
And if I take a pay cut, because yeah, the if you read the reports in the papers, he was on something like £50,000-£60,000 a week, which to pay that outside the Premier League is inconceivable. No, it just doesn't happen. So he, you know, you'd think someone that was earning that level of money that they would actually be able to say, okay, just I love the game, I want to play, and I'll play for whatever you offer me, sort of thing. It's not like a lower league player that needs to pay. Well, he's probably got bills and whatnot, but when you're earning £3 million a year,
absolutely,
it's a bit of a different.
But I think also that a player like him is a very, very good quality player. He will find probably some club in the higher league than the League Two, then will put an offer.
Yeah,
I'm quite sure that will happen.
Yeah. It must be a good experience though for the players that we've got, like the young players, like Yeterogots, to play alongside Nolan, because Nolan's obviously experienced, got a good brain on him, and can show the way forward to the younger players.
Yeah,
I agree. So there was someone said any chance of getting Pirlo in, but in the MLS break, but we'll move on from that. So we went out to Facebook, to Twitter, and to the message board, and we had a number of questions that came in from them, and we're going to run through them now. So those were our questions that Steve and I came up with. So Steve, do you want to kick off with some of those questions?
Yep, fine. So the first one, so the squad is not big enough in quality to cover injuries and suspension, so I guess coming down to the small squad. So have you discussed the size of the squad with Hendon, and are there likely to be any more signings coming in?
No, when we started, we decided, the manager decided, but we agree with his decision to have this team, no? And obviously, during the season, something can happen, like injured or sent off, and other. We have to take a look to the loan, okay? And you know, in January, there is another window for the market, and if we need, we can, we will improve the club or not. We have to check the situation, but at the moment, we taken some players on loan, and was good player also, and I think that we can go ahead and on this way.
John Marcus has done very well. I'm very impressed with John. Very good.
And Payne.
And Jack Payne, Payne also. Very good. Was a long and protracted situation. That was, he could have been with us weeks ago, but I know Barry Fry is tough to deal with. So, someone on Twitter that we know quite well, at Elliot M. Byrne, asks: Are there future plans regarding the singing area? Regarding a singing area, in the stadium? It's something we spoke about at the fans forum.
Yes, I remember that we spoken about this, and yes, why not? We can speak again, and with a more clear idea. But we are available to do this, because I like to have a singing area. I love to say to herd the our supporters that sing and support the team. If we can help them, we try to do absolutely.
Cool.
We will have to speak about this.
Fine.
Brilliant. And on Twitter, at Magnus Pugner asks, what are the 1 year, 2 year and 5 year plans?
The plan for the next years is not divided for 1, 2, 5, but the first step is absolutely to come back in League One this year, and after is to try to go to achieve to the Championship in another 1, 2 years, if it's possible. This is the best goal that we can try, I think, and we want to work very hard for this. After that, in Championship, you know, the Championship League is very hard. Probably is the harder league because the income are not many, more from the League One, but the salaries and expenses are big, no?
Yeah.
And probably, and you have also the other team that are very competitive. For example, you know, the Watford team that is a professional team and with experience, I think that needs 7 or 8 years for going championship, for in going Premier League. I think that the Championship League is the most difficult league for the level.
Yeah.
So the next question we had was from Twitter at Adorian asks, can you ask, is there any outside influence in team selection? Because there were many sources suggesting there were. So is it just the manager who picks the team?
Yes, it's the manager that chooses the team every single match. But obviously, it's a club, and me, the chairman, speak with the manager. And when we take some dinner, we speak about the team, about the position of the player, as normal, no? It's usual to speak about this, but it's the manager that chooses the team, obviously.
Brilliant. And at Caroline13B says, is there an update regarding an electronic scoreboard for the stadium? So I think she's mentioned this before. I think she's popped up a few times.
We are speaking with some companies because we would like to have a good scoreboard, a nice solution. And it's very expensive. It's not only the scoreboard, also the structure where you have to fix on the roof of the stand. We are working on. If I find, I will find some sponsors better. Yes, but I hope to have the scoreboard as soon as possible.
That would be fantastic. Brilliant. I've often thought that's the one thing our ground lacks is a scoreboard.
That would be very good.
So somebody else on Twitter, and we've partially answered his question, but Matty LOSC Evans asks, has Alessandro got any plans for the kit next season, which you've already mentioned, very kindly given us that information, or anything regarding sponsorship with a Bichetti company?
No, at the moment we have the main sponsor is Random Steel.
Yeah.
Also we have Goldline and all the other sponsor. There are no plans for the Bichetti companies or the other companies of the group.
Okay.
And for this season we signed the contract. We have also the possibility to renew the contract with these sponsors.
Okay.
And but if early to speak about this, I think.
And I thought last year it was really nice when you put the Son badge
on,
and obviously I think there's a 100-year anniversary, isn't there?
Next year.
Are there any plans to do anything?
No, we haven't speak at this time about this, but I remember last year was also a different situation because during the season the main sponsor had problems, and we need to keep off him from the front sponsor, and we decide to use some badge and not to sell to another sponsor because it was an anniversary for respect of
absolutely. That was really not really nice touch.
Yeah,
I thought that was really
we have not speak about this this season.
Okay. I think if you made a kit that was similar to the kit from 100 years ago, I think it will possibly be the best-selling kit ever. Something to think about from the fans, because it means a lot as a small club that we have such proud
history. We are working these weeks for decide the new colours and the new shirts for the next season.
Wow.
And thank you for your advice.
Pleasure, no problem. So one question that came in was in relation to, obviously, with West Ham and the Olympic Stadium. We had quite a lot of questions about this, and it relates to, obviously, West Ham being in there next season, them not necessarily being able to fill that stadium, therefore they will probably fill the stadium with free tickets to young people at schools in Newham, which is right on our doorstep. It's next to us. They're the neighbouring borough, compared, you know, for Waltham Forest purposes. But where to start? There's so many different options here. What's the club's position really with regards to that, Mr. Bichetti, yourself, and the advisors that perhaps you may have?
We are looking with attention at what is happening, because you say that is a free tickets and a cheaper price for the seasonal ticket. Probably will be an opportunity for the younger guys to go to another club. No, we are working on this way again with the trust, with the schools, with the council, with all the possibilities for try to put an attractive, something attractive to our club and to our team, no, to see our matches. But also we are watching the situation that is involve West Ham and the LLDC, because I think that in my opinion it should be a good opportunity to have the possibility in the future to play in that stadium if needed. No, you imagine if the club go up on the leagues in 3, 4, 5 years.
Absolutely,
you need more space, more crowds space, and it's good. But what we have to do now in this period is working for put attractive things and attractive solution. We are working also with the Tios gang for improve the opportunity and the availability of the club for involve as more guys as possible. Okay, we are working and watching every day. Because every day I read the newspaper, and I read £99 for
today's Metro.
Blah blah blah. It's no good for us. But I think that our fans loves and support Leighton Orient. The proof is we increased the seasonal ticket from last season. And we are in a league below. Then I think that if we work well and we play well and we go forward on this way, probably we will increase our crowd and is the best way that we can do.
Fantastic. And in terms of Brisbane Road, happy to stay at Brisbane Road?
Yes.
For the time being.
Yes. At the moment, there are absolutely no plans for move away, because also we know how it's important for the community to stay in this position. No? We're speaking also sometimes with the council. They are happy to help us if it's possible, because they want that we stay there. And because it's a part of a Leighton community.
Community.
No? Yeah.
Absolutely.
In relation to crowd attendances, are there any initiatives being planned other than what you've already mentioned about getting in touch with the schools and through the trust and through Theo's gang? Are there any other initiatives being planned to increase attendances at games and maintain them? If we stay at Brisbane Road, would standing areas be considered to increase the capacity and improve the atmosphere?
I'm happy when the crowd is over 6,000, 500, 7,000, yeah. No, because you know you heard absolutely the difference. Last year, do you remember that at the end of the season we put sometime the tickets with the discount, or free tickets for the school. I think that also this year we will work on this way. We find we will find sometime some promotions.
Yep.
But also, for example, we try to involve the school because if the kids came will come at the stadium, probably involve the parents, are possible new supporters. We have to find a solution for ask, please come at the stadium for the first time, the second time, because after you will love.
Get hooked and come again. So Lucy from the South Stand asks, are there plans to replace the Lisby banner on the front of the club? And there's a few missing banners in the Tommy Johnson stand. Are there any plans to?
Yeah, we are speaking in this week's for put something other. I have no information at the moment, but we are working on.
Brilliant,
wicked. And she said, "Oh, so you're going to cover that about the in a country full of Uniteds? There was a banner that one came down, but obviously the player on it, I think, was Lisby."
It was Mooney.
So maybe we can replace some of those ones as well. And did you want to read Christine's?
Yep, so Christine from the South Stand, she asks, I would like to know if at some time in the future we are going to get some women's clothing in the club shop.
Yes, why not? We started this year with the women's team, and why not? If we can... improve all the features also for the ladies is perfect.
Absolutely, and I guess it's bringing more money into the club and bringing more women, everybody wins, don't they?
She said all we're asking for is just some t-shirts that are club branded, you know, that are fitted for women.
Yes.
She said because they have had women's shirts in the past.
I think so.
But yeah, we have had a women's replica club shirts in the past, but there doesn't seem to be any now. So when she said she went into the shop, there was nothing to buy for women.
Oh.
So she said it would be good.
Yep. Okay, so what is the club doing about the parking restrictions that are being implemented? And have you reconsidered reapproaching the market where we were able to park at a very reasonable cost a few seasons back?
Hey, this is an important matter that is on my table. We are speaking every day for this matter, and we would like to find the best solution for our supporter. No, we will try to speak with the council, and we have to take a look also if there are other solutions where we can find some park spaces for the people. We are working every day on this.
Okay. Somebody asked us a question. The game against Hartlepool United has obviously been moved from the Saturday to the Sunday because of Sky Television, and some fans had already paid for train tickets and so on and so forth. Is the club considering reimbursing people at all?
What we have offered is the money that we collected from Sky for the match. We can spend for offer free coaches to all the supporters that want to be with us on Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. Off piece. What football team do you support? Do you support a football team other than Leighton Orient?
Italy, Juventus, and Padova, my small
local
team.
Club.
Padova, local
club. It's a Liga Pro.
Oh, okay.
It's like Serie League One, like
right. Okay.
Yeah.
And are they good, Padova? It's a good team.
This is a historical team from 1910, but he played well some years ago, also in the Serie A, the Premier League, Italian Premier League. But it's many years that play, not in a high level because they changed many owners.
Okay. Any famous players they had? That they had any famous players? Anyone famous ever played for them?
No, not in the last 15-20 years. It started Del Piero. Del Piero was played and I don't remember the year, but many years ago, before Juventus played in Padua. Yes.
Oh, very good, very good. And then finally, I guess the
the main question we were asked loads of on social media, on every aspect, I guess, is just, can you clarify anything about Joby McEnough?
Yes, Joby in August asked us the possibility to train with the club in Higher League, Championship League, something like this, no? And he trained. But at the moment, he is part of the club. He trained with the club, and that's it.
Okay, fantastic.
Cool. Lovely. Do you have, as a final thing, I mean, that was really all the questions that we had, that we had come in as well, and we appreciate your honesty with everything. Do you have a final message at all for the fans, for people that are going to be listening to this at all?
Yes, yes. Thank you for the opportunity. To our supporter, please stay with us. We are working hard to make sure we achieve our aim of promotion this season. Please keep supporting the team, home and away. It's really appreciated by everyone at the club. And up the hills.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Alessandro, thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for your time.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming to my house.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. Much appreciated. Good. And yeah, all the best. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.